I'm not about to argue. I'm not about to move to no other place. Well, there was this movie. Each of us has his own special gift, and you know this was meant to be true. And if you keep trying to underestimate me, I won't underestimate you. Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Frankie Lee needed money one day, tens, and placed them on a footstool just above the potted plane, saying, take your pick, Frankie boy, my loss will. Well, Frankie Lee, he sat right down and put his fingers to his chin. But with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. Could you please not stare at me like that, he said. It's just my foolish pride. But sometimes a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide. You were right, it was perfect as I got it. All right, I'll leave you here. But you better hurry up and choose which of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking.
I don't know, your skin was
where you'll be. Judas pointed down the road and said, eternity. Eternity, said Frankie Lee.
Didn't feel like letting
dice. That's right, said Judas, eternity, though you might call it paradise. I don't call it anything, said Frankie Lee with a smile.
Got that.
All right, said Judas Priest, I'll see you after a while. Well, Frankie Lee, he sat back down, feeling low and mean, when just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, are you Frankie Lee, the gambler, whose father's deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you Judas Priest. Oh, yes, he is my friend, said Frankie Lee in fright. I do recall him very well. In fact, he just... But yes, that's the one, said the stranger, as quiet as a mouse. Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house. Well, Frankie Lee, he panicked, he dropped everything and ran, until he came onto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. What kind of house is this, he said, where I have come to roam? It's not a house, says Judas Priest, it's not a house, it's a home. Well, Frankie Lee, he trembled,
living dead. But you can
control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house's bright.
He asked us with a sign.
With 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Well, up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap. And foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst in the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except of course the little neighbor
and a lot of
best. just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, nothing did like her. Of this story, the moral of this song is simply that something down along the coast, I spied my true love coming my way. I say, Lord, have mercy.
Well,
you said to see it coming today. Down along the coast, I spied my little bunny at you.
Then when I saw
down along the coast, I spied my little bunny at you. Everybody watching us say goodbye knows we're in love, yes, they understand.
I know what it's about.
John Wesley Harding was a friend to the poor. He traveled with a gun in every hand. All along this countryside he opened many a door, but he was never known to hurt an honest man. Was down in Cheney County a time they talk about. With his lady by his side, he took a stand. Situation there was all but straightened out, for he was always known to lend a helping hand.
Start regular pay. He was.
Telegraph his name it did resound. But the old charge held against him could they prove? And that is plain. And around, who could track or chain him down? He was never known to make a foolish move.